Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we are continuing our discussion of what it means to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Christians are instructed to undergo a further transformation. Anyone who's been born again has already undergone a tremendous transformation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. In your inward man, in your inward being, in your spirit, you've been transformed by the entrance of eternal life. But in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, Paul wrote to Christians that we are to present our bodies to God as a living sacrifice. We're to bring our bodies under the control of the changes in our inward man, and we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. The wonderful changes that have occurred on the inside of us will not have a discernible impact on our present lives if we don't bring our bodies under control and get our minds renewed, because those marvelous changes have to be expressed through our mind, our emotions, and our bodies. Now, we last week set the context for Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. We made the point that Romans chapter 1 through chapter 8 is a systematic presentation of God's plan of salvation by grace through faith. And then in Romans chapter 9, 10, and 11, Paul takes a side journey to discuss some things about Israel. And then in chapter 12, he returns to his discussion of salvation by grace through faith. So to get the context of Romans 12, we have to back up to Romans 8. And we made the point last week that Paul made the statement about renewing the mind in the context of our created purpose and destiny. Now let me read Romans chapter 8. I'm going to start in verse 28. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that are called, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purposes. We're called according to God's purposes. God had a purpose for calling us to come to him through repentance and faith in Christ. Now, if you noticed, and we pointed this out yesterday, Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, the reason for being transformed by the renewing of our mind is so that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The reason for renewing our mind is so that we can demonstrate God's will or God's purpose. God's will or God's purpose. Well, what is God's purpose? What is his will? The ultimate goal of salvation, which is the subject of Paul's letter here, the ultimate goal of salvation, God's purpose, God's will, is to turn sinners into sons and daughters of God and then conform them to the image of Christ. That's what verse 29 tells us in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now let me read verse 29 because it states his purpose. For whom God did foreknow, he did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. God's will, God's purpose, his ultimate goal of salvation, in salvation, is to turn sinners into holy, righteous sons and daughters who are conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Now, this word conformed is the Greek word somorpho, and it's made up of two words, together and form. It means jointly formed or having the same form as. God's will, God's purpose is that we have the same form as His Son, Jesus. The Amplified says that we be molded into the image of His Son. Conybeare's translation says that we be made like to the pattern of His Son. Weymouth's translation says to share the likeness of His Son. Jesus is God become a man without ceasing to be God. While on earth, He did not live as God. He lived as a man in dependence on His Father. He, Jesus, in His humanity, is the pattern for God's sons and daughters. We could do a whole lesson on this, but it's so important that you understand Jesus is God, fully God, but when He incarnated in the womb of Mary, He became fully man without ceasing to be God. He took on a full human nature without ceasing to be God. While on earth, although He was still God, He's God become a man, God who's taken on a full human nature, He did not live as God. Everything He did, every action He took, every law He fulfilled, every mighty work He did as a man living in dependence on God His Father. In doing so, He showed us what sons of God and daughters of God look like, how they walk, how they talk, how they act. See, if Jesus did what He did as God, then we can't do it. And that gives us a real dilemma because the standard for Christian behavior is to walk as Jesus walked. First John chapter 2, verse 6 says, if any man says he abides in Christ, he ought to walk even as Jesus walked. If you say you're a Christian, the standard for behavior is to walk like Jesus. Nowhere does the Bible say you're only human, give it your best shot. The Bible says walk even as Jesus walked. Now, I realize none of us do that perfectly yet. It's because we're not yet fully conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. But I always say, let's shoot for the stars. I'd rather shoot for the stars and get halfway there than aim for the lamppost and hit it. Now, to be conformed to the image of Jesus means to be made like Him in character and power, to be made like Him in holiness and love, to be made like Him in thought, word, and deed, a perfect son, a perfect daughter. You're still you. You don't become Jesus. You are still you, but you are the you that you were always meant to be. You are a son or daughter of God who is free from all the effects of sin in every part of your being and fully able to glorify God. See, God's purpose in salvation is transformational. Sometimes I think Christians presume that the only purpose in salvation is to keep men from going to hell. And it absolutely will keep you from going to hell. But that's not the ultimate goal of salvation. The ultimate goal of salvation is transformational, to transform sinners into sons like Jesus, to turn unrighteous sinners into holy, righteous men and women who express the glory of God to the world around them, just like Jesus did. And renewing the mind is a key part of this transformational process. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says to be transformed by the renewing of the mind. Transformed in the Greek is metamorpho. It is made up of two words. Meta is change and morpho is form. It's to change one's form. Now, I'm not trying to impress you with Greek words because I don't know Greek. I use dictionaries and concordances, as do most ministers of the gospel who were not born in Greece. But I want you to see, be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. There's the same root word in each, because we're talking about the same process. Renewing of the mind is part of the process of being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, or to take on the same form that Jesus has, or to be molded into the image of his son Jesus. Renewing the mind is a key part of the process. Now, Titus chapter 3, verse 5 says, "It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saves us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." We're saved not by the good works we do, but by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Regeneration comes from two Greek words, palingenesis, and it literally means again birth. It means to be born again. God saves us by borning us again, or giving us new life in our spirit when we put faith in Christ. We call it the new birth. We're saved by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Renewing is the same word that's used here in Romans 12, 2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and it means to renew qualitatively. Let me read a couple of translations of Titus 3, 5. He saves us by the cleansing both of the new birth or regeneration and by the renewing power of the Holy Spirit. That's the Amplified and Phillips translation. In other words, God's ultimate goal for salvation is to turn sinners into holy, righteous sons like Jesus, and he accomplishes that through the new birth and then through the renewing of our mind. Being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ is more than just learning a few Bible verses or adding new information on top of what we already know. Being conformed to the image of Christ is a supernatural process accomplished by the Spirit of God and the Word of God. It does not happen automatically. You must intelligently cooperate with God. The Apostle Paul was greatly concerned about the churches he had established in the Roman province of Galatia because they were being adversely affected by false teachers who had persuaded many of them that they had to be circumcised and keep the law of Moses to be saved. Listen to what he wrote to them in Galatians 4:19. My little children, of whom I am again suffering birth pangs until Christ is completely and permanently formed or molded within you. Paul had led these people to the Lord. They'd been born again through his ministry, but they were not being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ because they were accepting false teaching, and he was very concerned. We're out of time. We'll pick it up here tomorrow.
You've been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.